It is a report that concludes that the United States' official foreign policy, signed into law in 1975 by President Ford, and when I say signed into law, it's called a presidential directive, is the reduction of population 12 specific foreign countries. Not the control of population, the reduction of population. And so it explains the ways we're going to do this is through medicalizing birth control. Never was before. You didn't need a doctor to get a condom. And to go around and talk to villages everywhere and say, you want a reproductive health freedom, don't you? You know what most women want on the planet Earth? Babies. They're not looking for reproductive health freedom was a term for have fewer babies, right? There is a very potent move in official U.S. foreign policy to reduce population in other countries. Now, why Philippines or Indonesia? Why? They state it directly in the Kissinger Report because it's classified. They wanted to reduce those countries' development so that they wouldn't need their own raw materials because we want them. The metals, et cetera. It is dark as shit, the Kissinger Report. It's not, and it's not classified anymore. You can, you know, ask ChatGPT about it to give you quotes from it. And so this whole business of population reduction is now another third rail I'm stepping on, right? Nobody wants it. What are you? You're nuts. No, a lot of people want it. A lot of people believe, obviously including Bill Gates, that 8 billion people was the number where we must turn it around, which is where we are supposedly now. And the Kissinger Report, I was a kid. I didn't write it. I didn't make it up. You can find it on Wikipedia. It's a real thing. And all the presidential directives that came from it. Would these countries like the idea that we show up and we say, hey, we've got a new tetanus vaccine for you, but it happens to also have in it secretly something that will reduce fertility in your women, as we did in India, as we did in Peru. In both India and Peru, we also did forced sterilization surgeries. U.S. paid for them. True story.
So the one vaccine was the DTP vaccine. Is that what it was?
The one I'm talking about.
The one that had HCG in it?
It was just tetanus.
But there was a vaccine that was in Bobby Kennedy's book where they were talking about women in Africa, where they were unknowingly given this vaccine against
that's correct.
Diphtheria, tetanus.
Well, it was the tetanus part
that they were
pitching. And by the way, tetanus is a challenge in those countries more than it is in the United States. But yeah, they were calling them wellness drugs.
And but they had HCG in
That's
it.
Correct.
HCG, and they were more administered to women than they were to men.
Oh, of course. And there were five. They would administer five of the injections.
And they did it under this – the guys the narrative was that women were more vulnerable. So you have to give the vaccination to women.
Yeah.
And it was preventing them from getting pregnant.
And they had – World Health Organization, which basically has this as a mission – man, I wish they would sue me for saying this – but they have this as a mission, which is population reduction from the beginning. They had worked on that HCG.
Well, Gates famously was in a speech saying we can do that with vaccines.
Yeah. By the way, in the Kissinger Report – for those of you not seeing this and only hearing it, that was me drinking. That pause was me drinking water. I did not have a stroke. In the Kissinger Report, they list the strategies and how much funding they'll give to each strategy. One of the strategies is to medicalize birth control, meaning have trusted people in the villages, et cetera. Another one is to pay young men to have a vasectomy, just outright pay, you know, write a check in villages. So they get $60 and they get a nice weekend of buying beer, but they never have kids. But another one of them is injections that reduce – that temporarily reduce male fertility. Now, here's an interesting thing about that one. It's in the Kissinger Report. Injections that temporarily reduce male fertility. The COVID vaccine reduces sperm count in men for 3 months, admitted by Fauci. It's not a secret. But the CDC's response was, yeah, but it's only for 3 months. And – but they were asking us to miscarriages and stillbirths. My point is that it's no surprise that these persistent thoughts that I think good people believe, meaning I think there are good people who believe that population reduction is important. The fact is, of course, that now we are barely at replacement, you know, at replacement value right now in terms of many populations.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It's a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, that's IMA. Friend of the show, IMA. Little song about Epstein's list, saying you're never going to get it. Well, that's probably true. Of course, there is no list. There is a ton of evidence that was gathered. There were hard drives and boxes full of CDs and infinite amounts of documents and emails, and all that stuff was collected by the FBI, but also exists in Israel, where Epstein was an agent. Now, Trump has reversed his position on Epstein again. I'll say again, because he was always one of the people revealing what was going on with Epstein. In fact, maybe we'll start off with that, because I've got the latest thing he said about Epstein. But let's go all the way back, and this is kind of shocking because of how young Trump looks here. This was in 2015, clip number one, back when he was just lowly presidential candidate Donald Trump. He was the one talking about Epstein Island. He was the one saying it should be looked into. This is in 2015 when hardly anybody knew about this except for us, and we'd been reporting on it for 20 years at that point. But here's Donald Trump in 2015 talking about the island when nobody else would. Let's watch.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends
and he's been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know
you're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
They play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play.
Are you
at my
saying
clubs.
There's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem.
If
right now,
he's
Teflon,
president.
And right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political.
I want to ask one question.
So he was just asked if this would be a problem for Hillary Clinton if she runs for president. Meaning, this was early on in 2015. This is before she even officially announced. Donald Trump is saying the island is a cesspool. Ask Prince Andrew about that. This is why it's been so baffling. This is why this whole thing has been just utterly bizarre. Remember, I was told personally when I was on Alex Stein's show last year, he also had a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. She was introduced to Bill Clinton by Jeffrey Epstein. Or I'm sorry, it was the other way around, because it was Bill Clinton introducing Jeffrey Epstein as, quote, the king of America. Bill Clinton was his best friend. Other transcripts from the court proceedings and from the investigations and interviews, when asked about who else they should be talking to, most of the victims said Bill Clinton was the number one guy. Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was his like number one operative, victim, whatever. Donald Trump brings this up during the campaign. Donald Trump doubles down when he's asked about it. And I know we all are in 1984 memory hole world. I somehow have avoided the mind wipe virus that seems to hit everybody else, because I had to go to Grok. I literally asked Grok, am I crazy? Because I seem to remember little under a decade of Democrats pretending that Epstein didn't even exist. Okay? Yeah, Epstein had sex tapes of Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton. They say Bubba's not Clinton. You guys want to know the truth? You guys know already? Well, it's not the truth. Do you want to know the other rumor? Do y'all know? Ghislaine Maxwell had a horse named Bubba. Now, I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not saying that's who they're talking about. But look it up. Ghislaine Maxwell had a horse named Bubba. It's not what I'm saying. But it could be. But it might be. So I seem to remember a decade in which the Democrats criticized even the idea that Epstein existed or that, you know, pedophilia in the elite circles was even a thing. Like things like this. So Stephen King on November 15th, 2 days ago, says, look, it's pretty simple. If the Epstein files don't incriminate Trump, why won't he release them? People respond to this with his post from earlier this year, back in July of 2025, saying the Epstein client list is real. So is the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. It doesn't even exist. You're an idiot for believing such a thing exists. But now it does exist and it trumps on it. And so it has to be released. They spent 10 years downplaying, covering it up, hiding, disguising, or conflating Jeffrey Epstein with QAnon conspiracy theories about Pizza Hut and whatever. Yeah, I don't know. They say it's a fake headline. I don't know. So again, from the beginning, this has been so baffling. With Cash Patel and Dan Bongino coming out and saying, yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. He killed himself and he trafficked people to nobody. With Donald Trump saying, who is this person? This Democrat hoax? Democrats refused to acknowledge it even existed until Trump decided he didn't care. And then now all of a sudden they're in on it. Crazy. So let's talk about what's happening now. Trump tells Republicans to vote to release Epstein files in reversal of previous stance. Donald Trump has urged his fellow Republicans in Congress to vote for the release of the files related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, reversing his previous resistance to such a move. President Trump's Truth Social platform post came after the House Speaker Mike Johnson said he believed a vote on releasing Justice Department documents in the Epstein case should help put an end to the allegations that Trump had something to do with it. It's like we just don't care about Trump having anything to do. This is not what it's about. And for the record, I still don't believe they have anything on Trump. In fact, the emails that they've released seem to show exactly that. The emails that have been released have them saying, oh, Donald is the dirtiest one of them all. And people are using this like it helps their case. There's no, you know, Trump's the dog that hasn't barked. And I've dealt with a lot of, you know, bad people, but Trump's up at the top of the list. And people are using that like it hurts Trump. You realize the person you're quoting is a pedophile human trafficker, international spy, right? Do you get that? And that people that they think are bad are good people in the same way that murderers think cops are bad? And so when you have a career criminal in organized crime, sex trafficking rapist, saying Trump is really dangerous to him, to himself. That's a good thing about Trump. It's like even the emails they released, they try to claim, you know, showed Trump had a close relationship with Epstein. They show exactly the opposite. That these guys were desperate to try to either get Trump to bite. The dog won't bite, right? The fish won't bite. We put the bait out, but he won't snatch it up. So we don't have anything on him, which makes him dangerous because we can't control him with our blackmail. That's what they were saying. And like, how do people not realize this? I guess because Trump has been so freaking weird about it the whole time. And maybe he's using the leverage. We do have J.D. Vance saying things like, in order to get the peace deal in the Middle East, we had to use our leverage against Israel. Maybe that was it. But like, long story short, just understand, Jeffrey Epstein was a Israeli agent. He was a Mossad agent. He was closely tied into the former Prime Minister Ehud Barak, whose underling, who is a literal spy, spent weeks on end at Jeffrey Epstein's house. He was in close contact with Larry Summers and Reid Hoffman and a number of other major, you know, Zionist kingpins in America. And they operated a sophisticated, very, very widespread entrapment scheme where they would seduce rich people into either having sex with underage women or doing things that are much, much, much worse. I'm glad Alex got into this on his show today. I was kind of planning on it, but I think he covered it better than I could. The idea that, like, people are going, what, so these were 17-year-olds that he flew to an island and worked for him? Like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? I mean, after all, there are some states where the, you 17 is old enough to have sex with adults, and it's not even a crime. Like, they're trying to, like, downplay this, and it's like, what do you people not understand? First of all, it was way, 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 way weirder and grosser and creepy than all of that. They would take the girls' passports, right? I mean, they were slaves. They were sex slaves. That's what they were. Plus, they were doing, like, experiments, and he was trying to, like, change people's DNA. I mean, the whole thing was creepy and gross. It goes way, 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 way deeper than, like, you know, getting massages on an island from an underage girl. They kill people. They do things that, you know, people really don't want out there. I mean, hell, there was a, you know, the thing about Trump and the and Bubba, it's like, do y'all remember, like, 5 years ago, there was a member of parliament in the UK and came out, he'd had sex with a pig? That's the blackmail. Wasn't it like David Cameron? Like, I'm pretty sure it was their prime minister. Careful when you're searching what I just said, but search it because it's true. That's the type of blackmail they have on people. So this idea people are like trying to downplay who Epstein was, it's sick and gross. And again, the whole thing, it just, it's really not that complicated, really. It's sort of baffling why Trump's doing what he's doing. There's a couple options as to why he's been so weird about this the whole time. But I don't think any of them have to do with him actually, you know, being under their thumb. TV series imagined a Black Mirror, a storyline where the prime minister gets intimate with a pig. No, it's real. It's not the first time David Cameron, a pig's head in a secret society at Oxford, explained. Yeah, no, it's real. Yeah, Black Mirror had an episode based on it, but it was real. That's the blackmail. Secret societies at Oxford. Have you heard what goes on in Skull and Bones? That type of stuff? So we get into the details, but it's just like, just this is just how it works. This is just who runs our government, okay? Now, we have Trump's latest comments on Epstein. We'll go to those now. Clip number four. This was just about 20 minutes before our show began. Trump gave this answer when asked about Epstein. Let's go to clip number four now.
Tomorrow. I just want to be super clear on your position. Do you want to see that pass the Senate? Would you sign that bill if it gets to your desk?
I do want to say, here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others. They're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they go way lower, on energy, on ending eight wars and another one coming pretty soon, I believe. We've done a great job. And I hate to see that deflect from the great job we've done. So I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages, 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now, I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party, including the fact that the Democrats are totally blamed for the shutdown. You know, they cost our country hundreds of billions of dollars with that, at a lot of inconvenience. So I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want. We'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much, because honestly, I don't want to take it away from us. It's really a Democrat problem. The Democrats were Epstein's friends, all of them. And it's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. And I don't want to take it away from really the greatness of what the Republican Party has accomplished over the last period of time.
Yes, Mr. President, on affordability.
This is so bizarre. It's just, I just don't get it. It's so bizarre because it's like, how would this distract from the great things Republicans are doing? This would be a great thing to do. What? If you, and it's like, it's all your enemies. What are you talking about? It's like, well, the economy's great, and the he stopped all these wars, and he stopped the fentanyl trafficking, and he closed the border. But unfortunately, he arrested and rounded up the high-level elite pedophile ring. You know, it's really put a black mark, really overshadows all the good that he's done, rounding up the human traffickers that sold our country out to cover up their own disgusting deeds. It's like, how would this be a bad thing is what I'm trying to explain. How, like, it just doesn't make any sense. It would be the best thing your administration has done so far. Don't talk about it too much. What? Okay, that's dumb. It's weird. It just doesn't make any sense. Just doesn't make any sense. Especially when the Democrats are not just intimately involved. I mean, again, you know, we see a lot of crazy stuff on this show. Cover a lot of crazy stuff. But it's all getting crazier continuously. So this is another example where, as much as we'll use it as a metaphor or just, you know, make claims and it's true when we say it, but for Democrats to be puppets in general is kind of just a thing that you say, and there's examples where it certainly looks like that. There's never, in my experience, been a more clear-cut example of this, where you have a delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands who helped cover up Jeffrey Epstein's entire operation, right? His island was in the Virgin Islands, Little St. James. And by the way, the Bahamas and Little St. James, like the reason those places exist is to launder money for wealthy Jews. I'm just putting it out there for you. And other people too. But mostly, there's all sorts of different places you can go. The Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, it's Israelis. Billions, trillions of dollars. Doesn't matter. She is questioning somebody in Congress, and she is being given talking points in real time by Jeffrey Epstein. In real time. Rapid Response 47 on X. Why aren't Democrats talking about the fact that Delegate Stacey Plaskett, Democrat from the U.S. Virgin Islands, solicited and was given $30,000 from Epstein for the DCC after he already was a convicted sex offender, or the fact that Plaskett herself accepted maxed out donations from Epstein for her own campaign, or the fact that the wife of the former Democrat governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands told Epstein he would, quote, have a friend in Stacey if he made said donations, or the fact that Plaskett was literally texting Epstein during a committee hearing. Let's go now to clip number two. Washington Post was nice enough to actually line up the time code so you can see the text message this woman was receiving, and then she immediately asks the question that Jeffrey Epstein prompted her to ask. So when you talk about the Democrats being involved, literal puppet, Epstein's questions, Epstein's words coming out of her mouth, directed in real time like a puppet with on his hand, saying the things that he is saying through her. Crazy crap. Let's go to clip number two now.
Jeffrey Epstein was texting a Democrat member of Congress during a committee hearing, feeding her information, which she then used as part of her questioning. And the Washington Post has synced up the video footage with the timestamps on the text messages that were sent. And I'm going to show you the video right now, and it is insane. Watch this with me.
This was when Barack Obama was president of the United States. And while we were once driving through a struggling neighborhood in Chicago, he commented that only black people could live that way. Attorney-client privilege, yes, I will turn it over.
You, as my friend Mr. Meadows pointed out, misled this committee even today in a written submission that contradicted
right
your testimony. You have suggested you are going to review that. Did you review? Are you going to review it in our next break to correct the record, yes or no?
Yes.
Question, I'm up next. Is that an acronym? She doesn't even, he's talking about Corona and she doesn't get it.
Spokesman, even in
she's
your
like,
words
what is Rona?
Today,
is that an acronym?
Your idea for the campaign dating
that's
back to 2011.
Talking about assistant.
Is that
I thought
accurate,
saying,
yes or no?
Yes.
Corona.
Mr. Weisenberg and other individuals, Ms. Rona, who are those individuals? Are they with the Trump Organization?
They are.
And are there other people that we should be meeting with?
So, Alan Weisenberg is the chief financial officer.
Uh-huh. You got to quickly give us as many names as you can so we can get to them.
Yes, ma'am.
As Ms. Rona, what is Ms. Rona's position?
Rona Graff is the Mr. Trump's executive assistant.
And would she be able to corroborate many of the statements that you've made here?
Yes, she was. Her office is directly next to his, and she's involved in a lot that went on.
All right. So let's just pause real quick. So, again, delegate from Virgin Islands where he has his island. Texting him in real time saying, quick, I'm up next. Tell me what to ask. He says, ask about this Rona woman. She immediately asks and gets a pat on the head from him as he texts her. Good job. Good work. Let's go back to the video. There's more of this.
Well, that was crazy. Did you see that? Jeffrey Epstein texted her good work when she like that means that Jeffrey Epstein was watching that hearing at home trying to pull strings. Mike Johnson has said there's going to be a vote on it this week of whether or not they're going to release the files. So if we see the files, there's going to be a lot of stuff like this. And I know people think that it's weird that Trump hasn't wanted to release it or he hasn't talked about it too much. In my personal opinion, if there was something truly damaging about Trump in these files, I wholeheartedly believe that we would have found out about it a long time ago. Furthermore, I also don't think that he would have been talking about it as much as he did over the years. Talking about Bill Clinton, talking about the island, and blah, 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 blah. Like, generally speaking, if you're caught up in something, you keep your mouth shut about it, like, across all time. But he was very vocal about it for a time. So then the question becomes, why hasn't he been pushing for the release? And the answer is, I really don't know, actually.
It, of course, has to do with Israel and the pressure that that Israel is wielding. It's really not all that complicated. It's why they're going after Thomas Massie. That's why they're going after Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thomas Massie's forcing this vote. And when we get back on the other side, I will tell you about what is being planned with this from now on and how it is being set up to, again, be destroyed through the manipulation of the courts. I haven't even told you yet today, CMOS gummies. Or buy one, get one free on thealexjonesstore.com. This sale ends tomorrow, November 17th at midnight. Do not wait. Get any bottle of CMOS gummies, and you get another bottle absolutely free. Immune support, natural energy boost. It's a digestion aid, a detox cleanse. It promotes joint support and healthy skin and hair. They really are an incredible superfood, and they taste great. Get yours today, thealexjonesstore.com.
But when I tell you I need your prayers and your support and your word of mouth, I need it. And I don't want to go through long updates here, but they put in a month ago the state receiver. We got kicked out of the federal bankruptcy court. They're clear to come grab it. He's been in here every week, doesn't really even talk. They say they're going to try to have a public auction, but we know the plaintiffs, the Democrats, don't want that. They don't want somebody to buy it that would keep this operation on air. So I don't really have any faith in that. We'll see what happens. And he isn't even talking to my lawyers and people, even though he's been up here in the last few weeks. So I don't know if they're going to come today and shut us down or next week or they're going to have an auction. I don't know. But that's the sword of Damocles hanging over this place. So there's an urgency there. We've survived so many times and all the other tricks. People say, oh, you'll survive this time. Well, maybe God comes through. Maybe that's God's plan. Fine. I just give it all to God. I'm going to keep broadcasting. And then the minute we get taken down, the Alex Jones Network fires up. The satellites, the stations, all of it. Bigger studios getting built. A lot of stuff happening. But it takes money to do this. And I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. The bad guys don't have any claim on that. It's owned by Bigley. They fund InfoWars now as the main sponsor, and they fund the Alex Jones Network. I need your support. And the products are incredible. We only bring you the best supplements that will change your life. Highest quality, highest rated, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Bovine colostrum, and we got the best. Methylene Blue, incredible, so good for you. 99% of people have incredible effects. It's literally over 99%. And it's energy with no letdown. It cleans out your cells. It's incredible. All these studies about it versus Alzheimer's, and the callers call in. I had glaucoma and it went away. And I'm not making any of those claims. Just type in the incredible, you know, no, ask ChatGPT or Grok about Methylene Blue. Get it now. Take the challenge. But take only like a quarter dropper when you first get it, because some people, like one of the crew members, thought he'd taken a hit of acid, basically. He was going crazy. He's like, God, I'm hiring a guy. What the hell? He's like a whole dropper. And the first time you take it is when it really hits you. So, you know, and if you're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and stuff, you can't take it. It'll make you literally jump off a cliff. I mean, that's how strong it is, folks. So talk to your doctor. Look at the drugs you're on. Talk to him about it, because this is not a freaking game, okay? I mean, and all these things work in synergy together. So here's the current big sale. CMOS gummies, a fan favorite. 93 vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and elements that work together synergistically. Buy one, get one free. Ends tonight. We've got yesterday's sheets. It ends tomorrow. Buy any bottle of CMOS gummies and get another bottle free. Our CMOS is incredible. Get yours at thealexjonesstore.com. And we need the funds. It's always like the widow's mite, where we just have enough. And I can bring on extra sponsors and stuff, but I know when I direct sell you stuff, and I know it's quality, I know you're going to love it. And all I got to do is get you off the fence and take your step into a wider world. God's watching. Support the broadcast, word of mouth, prayer, and financially if you can. Plus, these are products you really need. Everybody's got to get that. If you just do one thing, and you've been on the fence, ever supported us, because less than 1% ever buy anything of our millions of listeners. That's fine. Okay. 1% of you to go, man, this guy's info's dead on. Let me get a bottle of this. What are you out? You supported a great broadcast. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And become a VIP. If you're going to get anything, you should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. And instantly, you're given $40 of credit. So you just go in when you're buying a couple products at checkout. You go, oh, I'm going to be a VIP. Bloop. Puts $30 on your tab. And then as soon as you run the transaction, you notice 40 goes off your tab. See? And then you get special deals, special offers on everything. Sometimes special products just for you. And you can win free vehicle, you know, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We got a lot to cover, so before we welcome our guest, Damani Feldar, though, we'll continue a lot of this conversation with him. Make sure you're going to TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com, your one place to support this singular outlet for, yes, faith, freedom, justice, the American way, but also a good chunk of silliness as well. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget the silliness that has brought us through to this day. Be silly yourself at TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You get your Methylene Blue. You can get some very nice Christmas stuff. By the way, if you want to shop for Christmas, you know, it's not too long from now. We're a little over a month away from Christmas. So, you know, don't wait till the last minute to do your Christmas shopping. If you've got an info warrior in your life, TheAlexJonesStore.com is the one-stop shop to get everything they could ever possibly want. The T-shirts, the hats, the Christmas sweaters. They're amazing, and all the exact same highest level of quality that you have grown to expect from The Alex Jones Store and The InfoWars Store, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Make sure you get the mobile app on Apple or Google Play Store, and make sure you're following us on X, because we are, again, going through the process, being closed down. It's very unfortunate, but we'll survive. We'll move on. We'll create something bigger and better. We just need your help, your force at our back as we march on. So please do support us, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I mentioned a little last week, but I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying it, but they're like going through the office now and like downloading all of our computers and like, you know, making sure all of nobody's wandered off with any electronics. So It was actually kind of hard gathering news today because my computer was like totally not set up for anything. So, like, it is happening. I'm not sure when exactly the last day will be, but it certainly won't be a year from now. It'll be a hell of a lot sooner than that. So just make sure that you're in contact with us for whenever that happens so you can find out where we go next. It'll be the Alex Jones Network. Follow AJN Live on X. Make sure you have it bookmarked and download the app as well while you can. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about Epstein. I got other stuff to cover as well, but I've got some breaking news and some new videos about this from Anna Paulina Luna. Bill and Hillary Clinton are refusing to appear before House oversight for their depositions regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Notice how the House Democrats suddenly have nothing to say about it. So a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, Bill and Hillary Clinton were subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee about Jeffrey Epstein. They are now refusing to appear, which I wonder if that would put them in contempt or what the next step would be, because obviously they're not going to volunteer to go testify against themselves. That would be a bit silly, I think. But there's a good reason for it. Bill Clinton referred to Jeffrey Epstein as the King of America, for whom he obviously had fealty. Now, the case is apparently being tossed over to Jay Clayton. Pam Bondi put out a statement saying, "Mr. President, thank you. The SDNY U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton is one of the most capable and trusted prosecutors in the country, and I've asked him to take the lead. As with all matters, the department will pursue this with urgency and integrity and deliver answers to the Americans, to the American people." Now, Robert Barnes has said Clayton is one of the least trusted prosecutors in the country. Bondi's referral makes it certain the case goes nowhere. FYI, Clayton's firm represented Hoffman, Morgan, and Chase, three of the people mentioned as being collaborators with Epstein. Kind of like how all the Pfizer cases go to die at Bondi's DOJ after Bondi took hundreds of thousands from Pfizer as their, quote, counsel. And all this in response to a statement from Donald Trump saying, "Now that the Democrats are using the Epstein hoax involving Democrats, not Republicans, to try to deflect from their disastrous shutdown and all of their other failures, I will be asking AG Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice, together with our great patriots at the FBI, to investigate Jeffrey Epstein's involvement in relationships with Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, Reid Hoffman, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and many other people and institutions to determine what was going on with them and him. This is another Russia, Russia, Russia scam with all arrows pointing to the Democrats. Records show that these men and many others spent large portions of their life with Epstein and on his island. Stay tuned." Oh, we're going to investigate it. Oh, good. An investigation has been launched. Okay, you know he was arrested in 2019 and then murdered in his jail cell, right? You know they have all of the evidence they could ever possibly need. Again, it's just infuriating. It's just like, we'll get answers to the American people. We already know. We don't need answers. We need justice. How about instead of more investigations, you take the investigations that have been done for the last decade and more and apply them and actually get justice for them and arrest the people mentioned in them? More investigations. More indictments that'll never see the light of day because they're given to people that are in the deep state and that are aligned with the Epstein cabal. Just utterly infuriating. From Whitney Webb on X, "The Clayton appointment is so unreal. Jeffrey Berman was pressured to step down by the first Trump administration roughly a year after prosecuting Epstein in 2019. As I recall, it was around the time when Berman was targeting Steve Bannon. Bill Barr tried to have Clayton replace him in 2020, but was unsuccessful. Clayton spent the time waiting to be ushered into that position by Trump earlier this year at Epstein associate Leon Black's Apollo Global in a board position they seemingly made just for him." Leon Black, of course, also a name that came up in the Russiagate collusion hoax, as I believe he was closely tied in with George Soros and the Open Society Foundation, helping to funnel some of the information that was used later to illegally and, you know, unlawfully, dishonestly get warrants to spy on Clinton, on Trump, rather. In other words, Clayton is the guy the first Trump administration and Bill Barr specifically wanted in to replace the people who had Epstein and later Maxwell arrested, and when they couldn't do it, a super-rich Epstein associate gave him tons of money, and now he's been installed in that position to, quote, unquote, investigate Epstein. How stupid do these people think we are? From JoeHoff.com, SDNY, U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton has ties to Epstein clients. Is he the right guy to lead Epstein investigation? I think the answer is no. is absolutely no. There's other aspects of this cover-up that are clever, if not exactly ethical. When typos become cover-ups, why Congress has to ban protective redaction. A single letter can hide a scandal. Change EcoHealth to EC-Health and Anderson to Anderson with a dollar sign as an S. And the email that should surface in response to Freedom of Information Act requests quietly disappears from search results. That is the logic of what is called the protective redaction technique, the practice of using pseudonyms, deliberate misspellings, and creative abbreviations to keep public business technically public but practically invisible. Congress should outlaw this practice. It should be a specific federal offense for public officials to conduct official business under undisclosed pseudonyms or to deliberately distort names in a calculated way to defeat FOIA, state open record laws, or litigation discovery. So it's pretty simple. If you just misspell a name, FOIA requests simply search the name. And so if the name is misspelled, it doesn't show up in the search request, it doesn't get produced under FOIA. One of the ways that they're trying to cover up the participation of all these people. Recent investigations from the National Institute of Health have made this tactic impossible to ignore. Emails from David Marins, a longtime advisor to Anthony Fauci, show him bragging that he had learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I'm FOIA'd, but before the search starts, while describing how he deleted messages and routed sensitive discussions to personal accounts. A House oversight memo and subsequent reporting revealed that Greg Folkers, Fauci's former chief of staff at NIAID, repeatedly wrote EC-Health instead of EcoHealth and altered the spelling of key scientist names such as Kristen Anderson in ways that predictably defeat keyword searches. So it's just, again, just blatant criminality, blatant cover-ups going on. And the thing about these blatant cover-ups is when they're discovered, it shouldn't, like, they shouldn't be able to get away with this. It should be even worse. Like, when they're sitting there making the calculation, in their mind, it should be, okay, like any, like, murder suspect. Okay, you've got the, or you know, maybe you're not the murder suspect, but you're the murder suspect's friend, and you find the murder weapon in your car. And you're like, well, this is evidence. I could put my friend away. But if I hide it, they might not find the evidence. They might get away with it. But if it's discovered that I hid it, then I'll go to jail for 20 years for accessory after the fact. So I'm going to turn this in now because I'm not going to be a party to this. That's what needs to happen. When you deliberately circumvent FOIA laws, when you deliberately cover up, because remember, they're not just covering up like surprise birthdays, right? They're lying because they committed crimes. The lying is in an effort to cover up the real criminality behind the scenes. So anything discovered like this has to be treated as severely as the crime itself. Just like if you help to get rid of evidence for a murderer, you're going to jail for a decade, okay? It's not a slap on the wrist. It's like you're the getaway driver. It's like you're the guy who, you know, sharpened the knife for the murder. You are now a key component of the attempt to get away with the crime. You are now guilty of that crime, or at least in its being carried out. So again, it's like all of these things, they're kind of a double-edged sword. We just never use the sword. Like, they do this stuff. It allows them to get away with some stuff. It allows them to succeed where they shouldn't. But then it should also be an opening for us to crush all of them. And go, look, you might not have had anything to do with the gain of function program, but you did cover it up. So you might not be going to jail for life. You might not be, you know, the Nuremberg trials swinging from a rope at the end of the day, but you're going to spend some time in jail, a long time, because this type of manipulation is unacceptable. And we have to send that message, not through words, but through action. So far, the action has been, you can get away with anything as long as you help the corrupt Democrats. You can get away with anything as long as the Israeli blackmail ring has your back. Again, just infuriating. Anyway, we can move on from this, but, you know, Larry Summers is another one of these guys. As Summers sought clandestine relationship with woman he called a mentee, he's her mentor, Epstein was his, quote, wingman when former Harvard president Lawrence H. Summers was pursuing a romantic relationship with a woman he described as, you know, being her mentor. He turned to a longtime associate for guidance, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And again, this guy is a kingpin of the globalist. He is now on the board of OpenAI, helping Sam Altman to scrape all the information on the internet to compile it into one control grid so they can, you know, enforce their demands despite being the most immoral, devious, and hateful people the world has ever seen. It's going to be their morality that dictates the day, and they have one rule and one rule only. It's you don't talk about them. Anything else is permitted. Anything else, anything immoral, anything abusive, anything exploitative, have at it. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. But if you dare to suggest who it is doing these things, well, that's the one law you can't break. That's the one rule they'll enforce. Let's go to clip number 8 here. This is Thomas Massey questioning Cash Patel on Epstein. Then we'll move on. But here's Thomas Massey this morning asking Cash Patel about why he would say the things that he said now that he's saying the opposite of those things that he said. He doesn't have a good answer. Let's watch.
Director Patel, I watched some of your Senate hearing yesterday when Senator Kennedy asked you, you've seen most of the files. Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these women to besides himself? You replied, according to the transcript, there is no credible information that he trafficked them to anyone else. You also said somewhere in the hearing and here today that the problem is that the case files are constrained by limited search warrants from 2006 to 2007 and that the non-prosecution agreement hamstrung future investigations. Those constraints only apply to the Southern District of Florida. They do not apply to the Southern District of New York, the location of the 2019 sex trafficking indictment, which produced many things, including a series of FD-302 documents. According to victims who cooperated with the FBI in that investigation, these documents in FBI possession, your possession, detail at least 20 men, including Mr. Jess Staley, CEO of Barclays Bank, who Jeffrey Epstein trafficked victims to, victims including minors such as Virginia Roberts Dufresne. May she rest in peace. That list also includes at least 19 other individuals, one Hollywood producer worth a few hundred million dollars, one royal prince, one high-profile individual in the music industry, one very prominent banker, one high-profile government official, one high-profile former politician, one owner of a car company in Italy, one rock star, one magician, at least 6 billionaires, including a billionaire from Canada. We know these people exist in the FBI files, the files that you control. I don't know exactly who they are, but the FBI does. Have you launched any investigations into any of these people, and have you seen these 302 documents?
Sir, I have asked my FBI agents to review the entirety of the Epstein files and bring forth any credible information. And we're working with Congress not only to divulge that information and produce it to you, but any investigations that arise from any credible investigation will be brought. There have been no new materials brought to me launching a new indictment.
So is the loophole here, or is it your assertion that these victims aren't credible, that the 302s maybe didn't produce credible statements that rise to a probable cause?
It's not my assertion, sir. It's the assertion of two different United States attorney's offices from three separate administrations who investigated those same materials in Lifetime.
Are the 302 documents in the FBI's possession?
They reviewed all that, yes, sir.
And so have you reviewed those 302 documents that where the victims name the people who victimized them?
If I personally know, but the FBI has.
So how can you sit here and in front of the Senate and say there are no names?
I said
all I named one today.
I said we are not in the practice at the Department of Justice and FBI of releasing victims' names. That is not what we do. We are also not in the habit of releasing incredible information. That's not what we do. But multiple authorities have looked at the entirety of what we have.
Okay, I got to move on here. Were you present?
So again, just not answering the question. It's like, we're not going to put out victims' names. It's like, no, the perpetrators' names are who we want here. And it's just the whole thing is, again, absurd. It's inadequate, the answers that we're getting. And it really is as simple as that. And that's just the case over and over again. It's inadequate. All of this is inadequate. What we know about Thomas Crooks, utterly inadequate. What we know about Jeffrey Epstein, utterly inadequate. They have all the information. They're just not giving it to us. They have ulterior motives. When it comes to the Thomas Crooks thing, it's like cartoonish, their response. From New York Post, FBI Secret Service butchered the Thomas Crooks case and invited conspiracies. We deserve the truth. Crooks was shot dead by a Secret Service sniper, but not before he killed rally goer Corey Compatori, 50, and seriously wounded David Dutch, 58, and James Coppenhaver, 75, who were sitting in the bleachers behind Trump. The president demanded answers months ago. A man was murdered. What is going on? FBI Director Chris Wray at the time told Congress after the July 13, 2024 attack that the Bureau had found nothing in Crooks' online history that pointed to a motive or political ideology. A week later, Wray's deputy, Paul Abate, told Congress that comments posted on one of Crooks' social media accounts appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature. Thanks to an enterprising source who uncovered Crooks' hidden digital footprint, we can see that Abate misled Congress by omission because he left out an entire section of Crooks' online interactions from January to August 2020 when he did an ideological backflip and went from rabidly pro-Trump to rabidly anti-Trump and then went dark, never seeming to post again. And so they've discovered this, and of course Tucker has released a lot of it. A lot of what has been discovered. People are saying, supposedly, it has been revealed that he was a furry of some sort or transgender, perhaps. This is the story that was leaked by the FBI to Miranda Devine. I'll bring up that headline again for me. Because I actually agree with Megyn Kelly, because the Basically, Tucker Carlson comes out with these revelations about Crooks and shows that he did, in fact, have a very sizable internet footprint and that you can track it and that it was political and that he was interacting with some suspicious people that have never been noted by our FBI as having anything to do with this assassination. And Megyn Kelly, I think, has a good take on this. She suspects the FBI handed over info on Thomas Crooks being a furry to Miranda Devine to head fake people from Tucker Carlson's story on Crooks, saying this whole thing stinks. The clear implication, in my view, is of Tucker's piece is that the guy was recruited by somebody to conduct this horrific act. Tucker goes on to report that the FBI made no mention of this Tepes guy in public, although they certainly know that he exists. And so it's just very suspicious that right when Tucker Carlson starts releasing all of this damning information about Thomas Crooks seemingly being contacted by people who are encouraging him. And it has to do with this group called the Nordicist Resistance Group that's declared a domestic terrorist, but I'm having trouble finding what they've ever done that's actually makes them terrorists. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. And it is very convenient, development that apparently he's a furry now as well. And so we're all talking about that instead. Now, Brianna Morello, you probably heard her on American Journal this morning, but also Alex Jones Show. She independently obtained the same source document as Tucker Carlson, which allegedly contains Thomas Crooks' alleged full online history. Multiple DeviantArt accounts potentially associated with Thomas Crooks have been identified. One such account prominently displays they-them pronouns, prompting additional questions regarding Crooks' gender identity. That's interesting. Now, a congressman, Tim Burchett, has gone even farther. He says CIA mind control project programmed Trump shooter. A sinister CIA program with decades-long history of mind control experiments is now being linked to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Congressman Tim Burchett claimed that the U.S. intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA, may have orchestrated or enabled the attack on the now president in Butler, Pennsylvania, on 13th of July last year. The Tennessee representative suggested Thomas Crooks, 20, was psychologically manipulated online using techniques reminiscent of MKUltra, the notorious Cold War-era CIA mind control program. While MKUltra officially ended in the early 70s, Burchett alleged that intelligence officials never stopped experimenting with methods to erode free will, although he offered no direct evidence. He said he was programmed to act as a disposable patsy, sending a warning that Trump and his supporters were targets of the so-called deep state. Quote, they programmed this kid. You've got a kid who's got access to guns or has some basic knowledge of firearms. He was programmed, Burchett told conservative influencer Benny Johnson on Friday. The FBI maintains Crooks acted alone in Butler with no evidence of co-conspirators. or foreign direction. But they seem to be lying. Yeah, MKUltra's real. It's still going on. And it's a similarity you'll find in a number of high-profile, disturbing, violent cases in the recent past, including the Buffalo shooter and I believe the Uvalde school shooter as well. They're all on Discord, and they're all in communications with people who are either retired or semi-retired from the FBI or somehow associated with the FBI. And these things are published and well-known, that they're in these groups with, like, FBI handlers whose names never get published, just like this Tepes guy. Now, in response to this, in defending himself, Kash Patel has said that over 480 FBI employees were involved in the Thomas Crooks investigation. Employees conducted over 1,000 interviews, addressed over 2,000 public tips, analyzed data extracted from 13 seized digital devices, reviewed nearly 500,000 digital files, collected, processed, and synchronized hundreds of hours of video footage, analyzed financial activity from 10 different accounts, and examined data associated with 25 social media or online forum accounts. Wow, you did so much. Do you want to tell us any of the results of these investigations? Do you want to make public anything that you've discovered? Perhaps illustrate to the American people? Maybe you hold a press conference where you explain all of the work that you've done and what you have to show for it? Or do you just want to say nothing and then demonize anybody asking questions or try to make illegal anybody telling the truth, even though you've decided that the truth should be hidden? This is not like a defense. This is kind of even more suspicious. It's one thing if the FBI is just like, look, the kid died, you know, it was him. He shot at Trump and died. Like, what is there to even investigate? We can't bring charges against a dead man. Then at least it would be a reason why you don't have anything to present. But no, they apparently spent hundreds of thousands of man hours on this and have never once given an iota of information about anything Crooks did or said or talked to at all. So, like, what is the point? Oh, we had 480 FBI employees investigating this. Well, apparently they're all worse than one person named Tucker Carlson who has blown your whole operation out of the water. If you want us to believe this stuff, tell us before you get scooped by the podcaster, Cash. By the way, I got more information about Cash Patel and his actually increasing intensity in his persecution of Elijah Schaefer, who insinuated through a picture that Cash's girlfriend might be an Israeli spy. And now he might not be allowed back in the country. I'll give you the story on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.